And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, he gave me an F, Buck. Can you believe that?
That's pretty bad.
Pretty bad? That's the best you can do? I should get points for just staying awake during Mr. Altman's history class.
Maybe we better get a booth in the back corner.
Why?
Well, this might be a loud conversation. Do you want a soda or something? I'll treat.
No, thanks. An F. Connie's gonna kill me.
Looking for online self-defense courses?
Not exactly in the mood for humor right now.
Sorry.
I'm just pulling up my journal. Here it is. Look, I wrote, I spent more of my weekend writing my history paper than I did eating or sleeping. And now I have to do it again.
At least Mr. Altman's given you the chance to do it over. He's more lenient than some teachers I've seen.
And how much experience do you have with other teachers? I thought Mr. Skint didn't even let you go to a real school. I'm sorry, that was mean.
That's all right. And I did actually go to a real school now and then. I was in a fancy prep school in Wichita once. I got to know this kid, Austin. He was studying all the time. I don't think he even slept the week before exams.
Why were you in a prep school? You weren't conning Austin, were you?
Well...
Seriously?
Well, Mr. Skint got a hold of the answer key to their exams. So I sold it to a bunch of students, including Austin, and then Mr. Skint sold the list of kids who cheated to the school.
Harsh. What happened to Austin?
He got expelled with the rest of the cheaters. I never heard from him after that. He was really struggling when I met him. Then I made it worse. I always wondered what happened to him. What are you doing? Jules?
Oh, sorry. Journaling. Connie says it'll help me process or something.
While I'm talking to you?
I can journal and listen at the same time.
You didn't write down what I told you, did you?
What? No, I didn't.
Hello, Julesy. Hi, Bucky boy.
Hi.
What do you want, Valerie?
Oh, I love that shirt, Buck. Is it new?
It was new when I bought it 6 months ago.
Vintage. I just want to remind you to check out my FaceBase channel. Everyone is talking about my new song. I'm especially excited to hear what you think.
If everyone's already talking about it, then why do you need my opinion?
All my hard work would be worthwhile if I got a good review from the school's most popular wide receiver.
There are only two of us.
Like and share. Bye, Bucky Buck.
Ugh. You're not gonna waste your time listening to her wailing, are you?
Maybe. She might actually be good.
Ah, please. I could write better songs in a coma.
Now that sounds entertaining.
Again,
I'm serious, Jules. I'd like to see you write a song.
Please. I don't have time to make a fool of myself on the internet.
You wouldn't do that.
There's no way that I'm ever going to write a song. Ever.
Because the best you'll get is another C. Ugh.
That last melody line was a little...
I know. It was bad. Take it again from the top.
I'm glad you decided
to... Hey, do not finish that sentence. From the top.
Okay. Take 21. Recording.
My grades are down. My homework's due. I've got a test. Or maybe two. This isn't fair. Me, 'cause the best you'll get is another C.
How was that? Awful?
No, it was really nice, Jules.
Really?
Way better than anything Valerie's done.
Well, you know, I was surprised how quickly the song came together. Like, I just knew what to say.
I think they call that natural talent.
Well, you're getting really good on the guitar, too. Thanks for laying down the track for me.
Thank you, Gene. He's been giving me lessons. So, what are you going to do with it now?
Leave it to fade into non-existence on my computer, I guess.
You have to post it. Put it up on FaceSpace like Valerie does.
No way, dude.
Come on. Valerie's last song had almost 100 comments, and your song is way better than hers. What's the worst that can happen?
So, when do you have to help Eugene clean the chemistry lab?
Not until later. I've got plenty of time to buy you a milkshake at Wits End while you revise your history paper.
Ah, smooth. Yeah, sure. Maybe you can give me some thoughts, actually, on... Wait a minute. What's he humming?
Is that your song?
No, it probably just sounds like it.
Jules, that's definitely your song.
Steven, what are you listening to?
Huh? Oh, hey, Buck. Hey, Jules! I'm watching your song on FaceSpace. It's catchy, and the lyrics are right where I'm at.
Wow, I'm glad, and honestly a little shocked. Can I see your phone?
Sure.
Thanks. No way! The video has almost 300 views, just since last night.
I'm not surprised. You're saying how we're all feeling. Did you know I was in a band last year?
Nope.
I wrote a few songs myself. Maybe we can go to Wits End. I'll buy you an ice cream and we can talk about songwriting and...
Actually, Jules and I are already on our way to Wits End, and I'm buying her a milkshake.
I gotcha. But, listen, Jules, I stand at the ready when you get tired of this goofy guy. Later.
What do you know?
I told you people would like it.
It's just crazy. I was just playing around.
Jules. Hey, Jules, wait a minute.
Hi.
Savannah.
Huh.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
Alone?
Oh, okay. I guess. Buck?
I'll wait outside.
Thanks. So, what's up, Savannah?
I can't believe I'm doing this. I heard your song last night.
Oh, what'd you think?
I played it over and over. I felt like you were singing just for me.
You're kidding.
No one knows this yet, but I've had so much trouble with my homework this year that I'm getting bumped back a grade. My parents are enrolling me in a slow learner's class.
Wow, that's really rough. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, don't be sorry. I just wanted to say thank you.
For what?
For writing that song. You made me feel like I wasn't the only one. Like I could tell someone what's going on.
Oh, of course you can. To tell you the truth, I just got an F on a history paper. So I guess we're all struggling.
You have no idea how much it means to hear you say that. I've been so afraid to let anyone know, but I feel like I can trust you. You understand.
Well, thanks, Savannah. That's encouraging. I had no idea so many people felt like I did. Look at this comment. Drowning in Paper 17 says the weight of her schoolwork is like an SUV on her back.
Vivid, but a little dramatic. How's your milkshake?
Oh, it's fine. Oh, here's another one. Hey, Jules, your song really connected with me. I can't wait for the rest of your album. Funny, huh?
Not really. I was wondering the same thing.
You're kidding, right? I didn't have time to do the last song. There's no way I can do another one.
Jules, there you are. I wanted to congratulate you on your little song.
You wanted to congratulate me.
Of course. It's so good to see you stepping outside of the cutesy Western folk music you usually do.
I don't think...
We have to do a collaboration for my channel. I normally have a policy against singing other people's songs. It's the artist in me. But for you, I could totally make an exception. I'll even give you credit.
Oh, such a tempting offer, Valerie, but I think I'll stick to my own channel, thanks.
Well, you better think it over. You really could use the exposure.
Exposure? Her song has almost 300 views.
500, actually. I just checked.
Don't be fooled by numbers. Flash popularity is nothing compared to a solid fan base, like I have.
Right, and thanks, but again, no thanks.
Suit yourself. Just don't feel too badly when your popularity plummets. Bye, Bucky.
Bye. She's a real piece of work.
Well, she's right.
She is?
Yep. My popularity won't last long. Maybe it is time to do another song.
Your toy, you're not my kind.
Nice. So, how long did this one take you? Well, and while you're answering, pass the ketchup. This meatloaf or whatever it is needs something.
Here you go. I actually wrote the song in just a few hours. It helped that I was mad when I wrote it, and that I used the same tune, well, with a few additions. You don't mind that I tweaked it, do you?
Hey, it's up to 600 views. Whatever you did obviously made it better.
And I've been getting messages all morning. People who've been bullied, who've dropped classes because of stress, all kinds of things.
You must have touched another nerve.
I've been saving the best messages for inspiration. I never dreamed my music could have such an impact.
So much for Valerie's prediction that you'd plummet.
I must be stealing some of her fans. You know, she posted a video last night that barely got any views at all.
You're monitoring her channel?
Oh, no, just glancing at it. You know, nothing wrong with a little friendly competition between artists, right?
So long as it's friendly competition, Valerie is known for playing dirty.
Well, that's the understatement of the year.
What are you doing? Oh no! I'm so sorry. I wasn't watching where I was going.
It's fine.
Well, my phone isn't. You got meatloaf or whatever it is all over it.
Oh, let me clean that off for you. I can't believe I'm such a klutz.
Don't worry about it, really. It's Madison, isn't it?
You know my name?
Sure. You're in my Spanish class.
It was nice to... I'm sorry about... I'll see you around.
You realize she did that on purpose, right?
It was a little obvious.
Oh, how cute. She's got a crush on you, Buck.
Spilling her drink on me is a sign of a crush? I really don't understand girls.
Well, I could have told you that.
Did you get it?
Here you go. Are you sure this is the right thing to do?
Of course. It'll teach her a lesson. Now that she's getting popular, she needs to watch her things more carefully.
She'll notice it's missing before long.
And that's why I have you, my techie Swiss Army knife. Let's see what kind of dirt little Julesie has on her phone.
Please tell me it's somewhere in my locker.
Jules!
Oh, hey, Savannah, could you hold my books for a sec? My phone's gone missing. It's gotta be here.
Why, sure. I'll hold your books.
Okay, thank you. Here you go.
No problem.
Whoa.
How could you?
What do you mean? What's your problem?
Your new page is my problem. High school confessions.
What?
How could you post about those things I told you? It was supposed to be private.
What do you mean? I didn't.
You told the whole school about the slow learners class. Did you think getting teased was going to help me?
Savannah, I promise. I never...
Save it. Just stay away from me. You've done enough.
But I didn't tell anyone. Wait, high school confessions?
Jules, what brings you to my unworthy locker this afternoon?
You stole my phone?
Don't be a drama queen. Madison found it in the lunchroom a few hours ago.
And you set up a fake page on FaceSpace to make it look like I was blabbing on my fans.
You mean that wasn't you? I figured since you put links up on your music page
that... I didn't put any links on my page. You did that by using my passwords and pretending to be me. How did you even get into my phone?
Oh, Jules, everybody knows your passcode. You really should be more careful with your private information.
Well, give it back. Now.
Of course. Here you go.
It can't be that easy. What? Did you copy everything on it?
You mean those little notes you made about the songs you're writing? How could I resist? I love that you're taking inspiration from the personal stories people are sending you. Very personal stories. It would be a shame if all those confessions made it to your new page.
So, it's blackmail then. What do you want?
You're going to delete your FaceSpace music page.
Oh, does it bother you that much that I'm stealing attention away from you?
It's more your stuck-up attitude that's bothering me.
Ugh.
I gave you the chance to sing with me, but you were too good for that. You must love how popular High School Confessions is getting. It's almost got as many followers as your music. It'll just keep growing and growing and growing.
Please. All I have to do is tell everyone that it's actually you creating the site, not me.
Of course, you could do that. But if you do, I'll just keep posting what they told you anyway. One secret after the other. And even if you eventually do get the confessions page taken down, what happens to your little fans in the meantime?
What's on the internet can never be erased. If I were you, I'd take a good, long look at my priorities. You can keep posting your songs and destroy your fans' lives, or you can do the right thing and pretend this little music kick never happened.
You think you've won, don't you?
Let me think. Yes.
You haven't. You're going to run out of posts for your little side project, but I've got plenty of songs left.
So you've made your choice. I hope it's worth it.
Good enough? You weren't gonna stop me, Valerie. And post.
These tackling dummies are as hard to move as an actual person.
Why do you think Coach Calhoun sent us to move them?
Trying to get in some better shape, huh?
Yeah.
Clever. Hey, your girlfriend's coming this way.
Jules? She isn't
mine. Buck, hey, I've been looking all over for you. Did you hear the new song I posted?
Yeah, I listened to it.
And? Do you think people will get the connection to Valerie and how she told
them? Yeah, it was obvious. I have to go. Coach wants this equipment back in the storage room.
Oh, okay. I'll see you later at Wits End, then.
I've got homework. Bye.
Oh, but Buck. What's with him?
Some guys just can't handle the truth. I mean, I thought it was a pretty bold move on your part, but Buck didn't see it that way.
Bold move? What?
Posting about that prep school kid. But you're right. Buck needs to face up to it.
Prep school kid? Oh, wait a minute.
You're thinking it's like tough love, right? Telling people what they need to hear? I can understand your thinking. Oh,
she wouldn't post that.
If you and Buck are on the outs, my offer still stands. Ice cream, songwriting,
etc. Quiet, Devin! Today's high school confession. I'm working on my new song today. It's called I Still Owe You, inspired by Buck Oliver. Oh, no.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
I just feel bad, Valerie.
For what?
You didn't tell me you're going to post that. About Buck, I mean.
And you care why?
Well, he seemed really upset.
And you have a crush on him.
I do not.
Just put that silly little fantasy out of your head. This thing between Buck and Jules is about to fall apart. And there's only one girl in Odyssey worthy of him.
But...
Remember your place, Madison. I've got dirt on you too, you know. Don't even think about backing out on me.
I'm not backing out. I'm writing this afternoon's post now. See?
Good. You can finish my soda if you want. Connie didn't make it right anyway. See you.
Bye. Okay, today's confession is about...
Hey, Madison.
Buck! No, not again!
It's all right. I'm not a fan of raspberry sodas either.
I'm so sorry.
Here, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I didn't hear you come over.
You were pretty busy with Valerie. What are you two working on?
Just some of her social media. I'm her manager, sort of.
Something tells me that Valerie would be difficult to manage. So, why does she need your help? Can't she do her own posts?
Oh, yeah, she could, but it's a lot of work, so I help out. She's really busy, so I figure out shortcuts for her.
Shortcuts, huh?
Yeah.
Say, Madison, can I buy you another soda? It is kind of my fault the other one spilled. And I'd like to hear more about what you do for Valerie.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah.
Anyway, if you hadn't ditched me on the football field yesterday, I would have explained about Valerie. I can't believe you thought I would do that to you.
I didn't think it was you, Jules. But I couldn't figure out why my story was on your phone in the first place. You told me you didn't write that down.
I didn't. At least, not then. But your story really inspired me, and I was going to show you the song when it was finished. I thought you'd be flattered.
Well, I'm not. Austin was a friend. Sort of. I've always felt bad about what I did to him. I never told anyone about him before.
Then why did you tell me?
The same reason I tell you everything. I trusted you. You understand stuff like this. Or I thought you did.
Sorry, I didn't know you'd be here, Buck. I thought you wanted to meet alone, Jules. It's not like you need a big, strong man to protect you.
Well, Buck's my friend. And I wanted both of you to know that I deleted my FaceSpace page.
What? Why?
I didn't start writing songs to hurt people. I wanted to encourage them. My songs aren't as important as my friends.
I always knew you were setting yourself up for disappointment.
Right. So you'll delete the other page now?
I don't know what you mean.
You don't need to play dumb, Valerie. I know what you've been doing.
Just trying to give the public what they want. You know me, ever the pleaser.
If you want to please everyone, you'll delete the confessions page.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you put it that way, Buck, I suppose I could.
And my files?
I think I'll hang on to those, just for now. You never know when they might come in handy.
But you said you'd delete them.
Actually, I didn't.
What? I can't believe
Jules,
this.
Jules. It really doesn't matter if she keeps them.
Of course it does. She could just keep posting them on her own page.
That's always a possibility.
Ugh. Actually, it's not. FaceSpace deleted your account about an hour ago, Valerie.
For what I did to Jules? Good bluff, but you can't prove anything. And without proof, my account stays up.
I couldn't prove what you've been doing to Jules, but it was pretty easy to convince them that all those songs you've been posting didn't really belong to you.
What are you talking about? Of course they do.
Not according to the original creators.
Wait, she's been stealing songs?
Yep. The release dates of the songs were all the proof they needed. FaceSpace has a strict policy about no plagiarism.
You're joking, right? Trying to manipulate me into deleting little Jules' secrets? It won't work.
Check your phone.
Fine, but they wouldn't do more than suspend it. No! No! No, my followers!
I guess they'll have to live without you.
Very clever. But Madison will fix it for me. And when she does, every single one of those secret notes is going to be smeared all over my page for the whole world to read. Madison!
That was really smart. Thank you.
Madison did most of it. She'll take down the confessions page if Valerie doesn't. And she won't be helping Valerie fix anything anymore.
So, did you do that for me? Or to put Madison on the straight and narrow? Or did you do it to get even with Valerie?
None of those reasons, actually. I looked at some of the artists that Valerie was stealing songs from, and they're really good. A couple of them were college kids trying to study for finals and get their music noticed all at the same time. It's pretty hard to do when someone's stealing it right from under you.
Yeah.
I figured they could use the help.
Nice. So, are we okay?
I don't know. Did you ever apologize to Savannah?
I found her after school. She's still mad, but I think she might forgive me. Someday. How about you?
Well, you do owe me.
Ah, yeah. Well, what can I do?
You can start by buying me a milkshake for a change.
Yeah, I think I can manage that.
In today's adventure, Jules had to make a tough choice between her music and the people close to her. It's easy for our goals and ambitions to become more important than the people in our lives. And that's especially true when we're up against someone like a Valerie. But Philippians 2:3 says, "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves." I think Jules made the right choice when she decided to value her friendships above the popularity of her songs. What do you think? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. for a song was written by Abigail Geiger and directed by Nathan Hubler. Songs by Abigail Geiger with music and arrangement by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Shona Rodman, Robbie Bruce, Allison Sharp, Brianna Bryan, Rachel Eggleston, and Cedric Williams. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.